From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmy. A big part of the Affordable Care Act is the creation of 50 online health marketplaces, one in each state. Starting October 1st, Missourians can compare the benefits and costs of what could be hundreds of federally approved insurance plans and then decide which one fits them best.
A lot of people haven't had to make these decisions before.
That's Stan Hudson, a policy analyst and a health literacy expert at the Center for Health Policy at MU. Now, to help people sort through the myriad of insurance plans, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has a program called Marketplace Navigators. In April, the department announced a grant competition for organizations to apply and become navigators. Awards will be announced in late summer, and the navigators will get people ready to enroll by October. But Hudson says that three-month period might leave the chosen organizations scrambling to do their job.
I don't know how you get an award in July and then you have a program up and running by October where you're meeting the public. I mean, unless you're already sitting down and planning right now. I mean, or not an effective program, at least. And so I think there'll be a lot of growing pains, at least initially, as we formalize these processes and programs. You know, they're trying to push to meet these deadlines, but at the same time, they don't have a lot of these things defined. I mean, the true specifics of this funding announcement haven't completely been defined. And so it's, you know, it's usually you have a full year when there's a funding announcement. You can respond to it. It's clearly defined. They're trying to do this all in 6 months. And so it's very, very challenging. And I can only imagine, you know, the hurdles of trying to get this up and running for the very first time.
So do you think people will be ready to enroll by October?
I mean, I think the October deadline is really pressing, and it's going to be very hard to meet that deadline. So we might not make it, even though everybody's saying, or something's going to come online, but not a lot of people are going to be online.
What are some of the roles that Missouri organizations can play in this?
When you look nationally, there's a set of resources that's being pushed by the feds that was developed by the University of Maryland that is called like health insurance literacy, that is supposed to be kind of the education in the curriculum that is taught to folks about health insurance and their choices, and, you know, just teaching basic things like what a copay is and coinsurance. And it's a decent curriculum, but I think they just borrowed that term literacy as a term. They didn't really look up health literacy, and so they don't follow health literacy principles in their education materials. So that's something that I think states will definitely have to do, is really take those national materials and think very carefully about who they're trying to reach within their state and adapt them both to fit, you know, so that it's just at a level everyone can understand, so you can actually read it and process it, but two, to understand those cultural differences and be able to tailor that.
For more information on who's eligible to be a marketplace navigator or what the program might look like in Missouri, go to KBIA.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmy.